I want to say I had a nice weekend. You know, had a nice concert that I enjoyed. Got to salute A Fiasco for the first time in my life. I was supposed to see him in concert years ago. Just didn't happen like it's supposed to. So I told myself, you know what? Wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, be on the road. I'm going to stream the USA versus Lithuania game. Tune in, everything like that. Vaguely knew about Lithuania. I know they was undefeated. But I figured, you know what? Team USA always figure it out and see if we get a win. First of all, let me just start off by saying congratulations to Lithuania. I know Jonas Valančiūnas, he still played for the Pelicans. Ignas Bradaitis used to play for the Magic, so congrats to those boys, well deserved. But when you start off a game making 8 threes in a row, it's not going to go well for you. Matter of fact, things went bad extremely fast. So, not only that, it's been the past two games that Team USA got out-rebounded. 43 total rebounds for Lithuania. 18 of the rebounds was offensive rebounds. 18 offensive rebounds, and they shooting 56% from threes. You making shots like that, and you rebounding the ball like that, odds are you're not going to win the game. And Anthony Edwards is a beast, man. I mean, listen, he did all he can to get us back into it, but the rest of his teammates was a no-show. Jalen Brunson, I don't know where he's been at the last few games, been inconsistent. Brandon Ingram was the only one that had a good game who had a heartbeat, who hasn't looked like anything resembling of what he is. It's an adjustment playing in this FIBA tournament, I know, but I was always not too crazy about the small ball. When you have the best shooter that has ever played this game, you are able to stretch the defense 35, 45, 50 feet. We don't have that here. And it's funny, one of the guys that you could have emulated that called out not being selected to the team in Trae Young. Not saying I'm particular, you know, a fan of his game, but his shooting will probably help, or the threat of where you have to go out and guard that guy. Jaren Jackson Jr. I'm this was a defensive player of the year, and he got punked today. Valančiūnas was eating him alive. And then Kerr decided to go with Banchero, which I was very vocal about not playing Banchero at the five. Some games has been effective. He had one game where he absolutely exploded. That only lasts about 5 seconds when Banchero got in there and got a foul immediately. And they put in Walker Kessler, who only played 5 minutes. I get what Kerr's trying to do. He's trying to implement the small ball over here. Get the team going in the fast break. Get the team going on turnovers, and they get on the break and run. But the half court offense has looked pretty pathetic. So they also came out sluggish against Montenegro. Nick Vucevic, who was another fantastic rebounder, a fantastic post player. They had a deficit down to them. Team USA still are advancing to the next round. They got some work to do, and they better figure out fast. Rebounding and shooting. Shooting-wise, they have still been one of the better teams three-point-wise, but it's still not up to our standards. And when I say our standards, folks that watch the NBA and know some of the players that's on this team that are capable of hitting threes, and Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, Jalen Brunson. We got guys on the team that can hit threes. And here's another thing, too, that I forgot to mention. They went at Austin Reeves. They went at the Golden Boy. Lithuania saw the size, and they went at him. They put him in the post. They put him in situations, and they went at him and exposed him on the defensive end. A They got Italy next. And Team USA better figure out how to hit their free throws. Hit some more threes. Run a half-court set. That's a little bit more Zion than pick and roll. And Jaren Jackson Jr. need to show up and be the defensive player of the year that he's supposed to be. Otherwise, Team USA is not going home with the gold. I've been very vocal about Germany being good. I've been very vocal about Canada being a very talented team. Lithuania, obviously they pulled the upset today. There are some freaking talent left in this tournament. And Team USA better get together, because we ran into some problems today. So, once again, congratulations to Lithuania. I'm hoping that Team USA saw one of the players with the Team USA hat on, tagging them on. But hey, this was about you beat the best team in the world. Supposedly the best team in the world. You got the right to brag. So, bounce back here and see what we can do against Italy. So, go Team USA.